From gyms to church halls, yoga is a popular form of exercise. But what benefits can you expect if you practice it regularly? Lena Newstead is a British Wheel of Yoga teacher.
Well, yoga in the West is a system of physical exercises and mental exercises, which are supposed to give you health and well-being, rejuvenating really.
And so what are some of the health benefits then, apart from hopefully rejuvenating you?
Well, on a physical level, yoga, because of all the asanas or the postures that we do, it mobilises the joints and it stretches the muscles. And that in turn has a really good beneficial effect on all your systems. Breathing is a very important key thing in yoga, because with the yoga postures, there are special breathing exercises that go with it. And that helps to oxygenate the body completely, and it's very good for the brain as well.
So what sort of benefits might you feel after doing yoga for a number of months?
Well, certainly increased flexibility. One of the things that some of my students say to me is that they realise how easy it is to reverse the car, because it works on the spine, and then there's a lot of twisting movements in the asanas or the postures, and so you can actually move much more freely. People possibly with arthritis or rheumatic type of complaints, it's very good for them because it keeps them moving, and keeping moving is the key if you've got something like arthritis.
There seem to be lots of different types of yoga, and I would never know which one to go for. What is the difference between them?
Well, some of them are very vigorous, because I think most people would have heard of something like Ashtanga or power yoga. And that really is for people who are very fit and well. Others, like Iyengar yoga, again, I think some people will have heard of Mr. Iyengar, because he's still alive in India. Mr. Iyengar teaches a type of yoga where each posture is done to perfection, and it's very prescribed and precise, and it's very strong yoga. But again, they, you can find gentle yoga classes. I'd say that the British Wheel of Yoga, their teachers offer a wide range of different sorts of classes, and what you need to do is to try out your local yoga class and see if it suits you. Chat to the teacher. They should be very amenable for you to just come along and try one.
And is it more about kind of what you feel fits for you rather than actually what you're trying to achieve?
Absolutely. You need to find a teacher. I mean, you can't learn yoga from a book. You need to find a teacher that's suitable for you. And you need to find the style of yoga that's suitable for you as well. And taking into consideration your age and any health problems you might have, like bad backs or even pregnancy, because there are specialist classes for ladies who are pregnant.
And what about the spiritual benefits? Do you get those from a yoga class?
Yes, you would need to go to a teacher who teaches, first of all, deep relaxation, and then would possibly carry on to teach meditation, because it's through meditation that a lot of the spiritual benefits can come. That isn't often put into all yoga classes. Most yoga classes are the postures, breathing and deep relaxation. So you may need to go to a specialist teacher to get meditation classes.
And that would be something that you would develop into rather than something you would expect to start off with?
Well, some people do want to come straight away and do meditation. But what you find is that if the body isn't comfortable in meditation, you can't sit for 30 minutes or an hour. So this is why in the yoga tradition, you do kind of need to do the posture work first, breathing, which helps with concentration, learn how to deeply relax, and then the meditation will flow.
Now, is there a particular type of meditation which is yoga meditation as opposed to some other form of meditation?
Well, one of the most simple meditations that you can do in yoga is meditating on the breath. And so if you do find a teacher who works with the breathing and puts specific breathing exercises in, then that's your first stepping stone into meditation, just simple meditation on the breath.
And how important do you think it is ultimately to try and combine both the exercise and the meditation?
I think that the meditation is really the goal of yoga if you're looking at it from a spiritual aspect. The body being very flexible and very strong is like an offshoot of it, really. It's a byproduct. What you really want is to have the body strong enough to be able to sit quietly and meditate for 30 minutes or an hour. But you're not going to do that if your body is weak. So you do the hatha yoga, the posture work and the breathing practice as stepping stones to the meditation.
That's Lena Newstead from the British Wheel of Yoga.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.